A rebirth. By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. The King James Version. Compromise is a most immoral word before God. There is nothing between the light and the darkness but a choice. Life boils down to decisions. Sometimes you shall want to take your time, and other days you will feel that the time is running out. Either way, deny yourself if you want to fight Satan. Be wise through prayer and in your petition to God. Be not so turned to your own way that you cannot see how the light of God is guiding you. God answers according to his wisdom and not our will. He speaks plainly through the daily, often tedious deeds of man and woman. He whispers into our heart the words that lift us up. God is at work wherever humans face trials and seek endeavor. Where the wind blows strong and the nights are bitterly cold, where the water crashes into the land, and where the earth is all broken and cracked. He is everywhere that his word has reached, everywhere that man is. Arise with the sun each day, and set yourself down to sleep or rest as it disappears. For when days are long, we may toil endlessly, but when the nights are long, we need our strength. See how your predominant belief dictates the reality around you. Be not accustomed to the passing fashions of the world. Consent not to the acts of sin or the wages therein. Withhold and resist. Minds are easily troubled wherever sin is, and sin is the most common disease of every society. Be strong, and your adversity shall be ever more certain. For it is nothing for the devil to win over a weak man. Only that which is godly has a true price. There is no path that does not have at least one temptation. So choose wisely. God spits out the unworthy without regret. There is no room in your heart for both fear and Christ. Where words are true, you have found your treasure. Physicians of no remedy have little value. A promise that does not deliver is like a seed that does not grow. Today, where the world needs health, we have harm. Where the world needs wisdom, we have intelligence. Where the world needs freedom, we have security. Where the world needs morality, we have plausible deniability. where the world needs stability, we have only fantasy. A belief in sorcery has replaced a trust in natural immunity. The devil has been busy. He knows man too well. Intentions are a common road to hell. Medicine seems too much power for man. He knows not how to leave well alone. First he seeks to heal, and then he seeks to find a reason to heal again. Any dream will do for the madness of a man. The wickedness of a dark heart only leads to a barren world with outposts of isolation and desolation, places from which no soul may escape. For it is written that those made rich by the earth shall be made poor by man, and the merchants shall weep, and all good and goods shall depart from the ungodly. For ungodliness exists. To be sure, when God stirs inside of us, we must work the works of Him that sent us. For the time shall come when no man can work, a time when the richness of men shall disappear in an instant. To be ready, we must live in preparation. We must know to harvest when we can and to store what we may. For the time shall come when the harvest is less than needs dictate. For weakness is plentiful upon this earth, but a kindness of heart is truly an abundance of faith. So both stock the cupboard and lay the table. Know that the time is always now. It is always time to pray, and time to love, and time to grow. It is always time to bring purpose to our work and reason to our decisions. It is always time to bring hope to the season and faith into the friendship. Be virtuous. Add patience to your godliness. Add kindness to your charity. For when you work for the Lord, He shall also work His works in you. Beware of the devils within, demons of lust, of pride, and of envy. Satan knows how to move man. There is much deception in this world. Much that was once good has gone bad. Like the fruit, we are rotten. Samuel made his sons judges over Israel, but his sons walked not in his ways. They took bribes and made perverted judgments. See how a good man may become a king, but a king is not always a good man. Society has its darkness and secrets. Corruption backs corruption. Bribery backs bribery. Satan works with scandals and backhanders. He is a beast. People do not worship or follow for nothing. They devote themselves to advantages, to the wrong kinds of betterment, to lustful aims and licentiousness. man falls over man to worship the images of man. Any man will deceive you. The elect will deceive and be deceived. Signs and wonders will amaze and confuse and delude. But do not be shaken in your mind and troubled. It is written that the false shall fade away, and men shall point to signs while God points to the right direction. True worship is understanding of God's tasks and faith with His purpose. God seeks the allegiance of the heart and the submission of the will. The God of man is expectant, but He is not waiting. See how time passes, the river flows, the flower grows. Over time, the truth of all things becomes evident. The lies move quickly, but only the truth has a permanence. That which is evident will always require evidence. The devil seeks just one thing. His lust is simple. He has acute focus. He knows how to bait and then wait. He encourages man to follow man instead of God. He elevates men to positions of godhood and has them look down on society. Of such power is man unaccustomed and unworthy. So beware of the signs. Better look to the marks. The doubt we influence may only be a slight inference at first, but over time the small things become the big things. Trust is what we seek. Trust gives us confidence over the unknown. Trust creates a belief in the unseen. Believers act faithfully, but amongst the unbelieving, the devil is incessantly active. Man struggles mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and holistically. We are not meant to live compartmentalized lives. We are not meant to be filed or filtered or boxed. Division of topics simplifies, but also disguises. You can't fight what you can't see. Even if you can feel it, you still need to know where it is, and what it is, and when and how to act. The modern world replaces the individual with the group. It replaces the leader with the team. The crew and the captain may be in the same boat, but they have different roles to perform. We must know our place under the captainship of Christ. He is the only way. He can comfort those who are lost. He can redirect the wayward. He rejects none who come unto Him. Man too often lives in a negative state, on a negative planet, at the edge of a seemingly negative universe. The greatest battle is within. Our harshest judge is ourselves. The war, unseen, rages on and on, because it is unseen. The fire that nobody sees does not get put out. And man cures nothing alone. It is God who decides who lives and who dies, no other. He gives and takes life. He lights the lamp and dampens the fire. He gives wings to the spirit. The fact that you have time suggests that your job is not yet done. There are still tasks to complete. Not all those who practice will be saved. Not all those who claim the truth speak the truth. There shall come people walking after their own lusts. Change can go both ways. When all things continue as they were, then try to be patient. If we rush, we leave time not enough. That which arrives swiftly will depart without warning. The truth is that only a spiritual person will find a spiritual answer, and only God knows what is truly in your heart. The deepest truth is that no crime goes unpunished. And for the faithful, the sun will rise. Light will be cast in the darkest of places, and the lies will be revealed. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? There is no apology before the gates that sets you free from your actions of the past. All men without the Lord in their heart will lie. Delusions are aplenty where the faith is not strong. But the Lord is your rock and your reference. He is your salvation. So, love with no borders, and the Lord shall be with you. The laws may be written by man, but justice is in the hands of the Lord, none other. So praise be unto his judgment. Let us pray. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Amen.